This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, Monet's favorite Chinese restaurant closes.
We give our hot takes.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Like, people that order beef and broccoli, like, that's a very specific type of person. And we find out what made Bob say this.
But something has changed within me, and I no longer want to just be up in the club. Jacob, hit play.
He did, bitch. He recording. You pay the fuck attention. How about that?
Monet, I just feel like this is, ever since... Ever since you got cast on Archer 7, you've been really mean to me.
Ever since I got cast on Redacted.
Do you want to address those? Do you want to address these allegations? Do you want to address my feelings or act like they don't matter?
I would have liked to address my jizz to your forehead.
Well, according to you, I know how you say you like that chunky shit, so I'm good.
I mean, I don't have chunky shit. I like chunky shit from other people.
I retweeted a picture of you. And it said, I really never noticed how much Monet looks like Mike Tyson. This is crazy.
I did things to my makeup to make me look more like Mike Tyson. I don't think in my everyday I look like Mike Tyson.
I mean, I didn't think so either until I saw you look like Mike Tyson on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I put dark lipstick on my lips. I put foundation on my lips. I contoured hair. He also has contoured hair on my head places to make my head look more like his too.
The point is, you like Mike Tyson. Okay, can we move on? That's not the point of the story. So I tweeted that I put it in my Instagram story, and then your little boyfriend texts me back being like hot. And I was like, what in the fuck me in the ass role play are these two niggas doing? I don't know what y'all doing in the room, but
he texted you, or he replied to your Insta, or he replied to your IG.
He replied to my story. I'm hot. And I was like, I don't know what kind of role play y'all doing. Are you whooping Andy's ass up in there?
I mean, we're trying to catch up to you and Jacob. We want to give a little... That's what we're trying to do.
I give Jacob a full on uppercut to the chin.
No, okay? I'm talking about when Jacob be smacking your booty. That's what I'm talking about.
Jacob once smacked one guy's butt one time in bed with us, and that shit was really funny. Jacob spanking one guy one time really got me together. All right, it's literally just a I can show it to you.
Yeah, because Jacob about to expose you for the lie you are.
It's
Jacob know we all have doubts. Jacob know that you be out here fabricating shit. So Jacob wants ocular proof.
Well, we all know that's not true, but I just sent it to the group chat, and there's a clip of me saying, how did I ever not realize how much money looks like Jacob Ritz, and then he said, so hot.
There's an emoji here that I feel like you left.
I responded with that emoji. That's not his emoji. That's my emoji. That's my response to what he said. So how does that change the context? Jacob, how's that change the context? Yeah. You quiet. Ain't no back talk.
The weather in LA is this. The weather in LA is finally. It's been a very great. Well, I've literally been gone for 3 weeks, but I've been in LA for a day and a half, and it's been very overcast. The sun like just came out to play like 5 minutes ago, and that's not what I signed up for. When I moved to LA, I wanted sunshine and clear skies and rainbows 24/7, and that's not what I'm getting.
Well, you know, clearly she can't provide that all the time. I mean, a few months ago, it was like this massive rainstorm in LA. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the streets were like flooded. It was I'm being a little facetious, but it was very heavy rain, especially for LA. And I was like, this does not seem like the fantasy, at all. But then think to yourself, you could be in fucking New York right now. Looking crazy as hell.
Can I just tell you, I'm not even being extra. I am so upset. One of my favorite Chinese restaurants here in LA, they closed down. I was going to get my weekly fixins at my favorite restaurant. I went up and the whole thing is, and I've been it a week before. Between Thursday and Thursday, what's today? Between Sunday and Sunday, 3 weeks ago. So maybe it's in the course of somewhere in 3 weeks. The whole place shut down. The whole building is empty. They have a sign on the door saying that we'll be back soon at a new location, but we can't be here anymore. And I'm so upset. It's my favorite restaurant.
A sign on the window says, sorry. It says, sorry, Kevin.
Girl, it's the best.
I know you're talking about your house. I drove by the other day. I know. I drove by there and I was like, oh, that restaurant. I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, the restaurant's gone. And I remember thinking to myself, I should tell Monet that restaurant's gone now. I remember thinking that, but I never told you.
I was so mad. It's so mad. It is like some of the best Chinese food, not even in LA, honestly, in New York City too. And I've had Chinese food pretty much, well, there's no way I don't think there's anyone in New York that has had Chinese food at like, because like when in New York City, when you find the one Chinese restaurant that you like, you just go there. Like even when I moved from the Bronx, I was still ordering from my Chinese restaurant in the Bronx. I love their Chinese food so much. And New York has like
cannot relate. I moved from the Upper West Side to Washington Heights, I just switched to the Washington Heights boys because they used to be like a
really.
I just switched to the Washington Heights boys. I also one of those folks who when I lived in the Upper West Side, I don't even know where my Chinese restaurant was because I would order by calling it and then they would deliver it. This is before Uber Eats, when you had to actually call and talk to someone and they would deliver you food. I used to go to the one in the Heights, which was not good. So I just kind of stopped eating.
Yeah, Chinese the Heights food. Is not good.
It was bad. I just what gave was up your, on Chinese food.
What's your go-to Chinese, like when you would go, what's your go-to Chinese food store order?
I like General Tso chicken. I like crab rangoon. And I like barbecue pork dumplings.
Work. Mine was I would get the fried wontons, but I had to get, if y'all know, there are different types of fried wontons, right? There's ones with like that really thin, what you call it, crust? I don't know what you call it, like the really thin pastry. I like the one with like the really crunchy pastry. A thin and crunchy. That's what I like for mine. And I had to get a sweet and sour dipping sauce. And then I would get sesame chicken fried extra hard with white rice. And then I would get a side of steamed broccoli as well. And I would bust all that down. And then when I used to live in Brooklyn, I used to get what?
Wait a minute. I have to go to you are so shady. You used to think when you what? Asked me a question. You didn't listen to my answer at all.
You were just waiting to say exactly what you said.
This is what you did. This is what you did. I'm gonna do it to you, Monet. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Work. My favorite color is blue, brown, orange. I like this version of brown that is like a version of red. And I was like, this bitch did not.
Bob, you have some process. Nerve. There is hours of documented proof of you literally being first person. If I did the Bob the Drag Queen method, I would ask you the question before I even answer my question. Let me show you how you do. Go ahead. Bob, what's your favorite color? Because you know what? My favorite color is green. Bitch, let me tell you, the color green, Mary, I love the color green. If that's you. I don't even get to say my answer. That's how you roll. That's how you play.
Well, I believe in answering questions before you ask them. But also, there's that famous clip of me telling you that I was like trying to buy a lung for my mom on the internet And then you said, do you like my manicure? That's literally what you do. I'll say something to you. I'll be like, yeah, I went to the dark wares of the dark web to try to get my mom a lung. And you said, work, do you like my nails? And I was like, this bitch do not be listening to me. Up on this bitch. You are wild.
Anyways, if anyone out there, can y'all please comment below your Chinese food orders. For some reason, I do find people's Chinese food orders very interesting. I think they're very telling about what's like. People that order beef and broccoli, like, that's a very specific type of person. Niggas that be ordering chicken and broccoli, like, and are you getting your chicken broccoli with white rice or you're getting it with fried rice? Because when I get my general style chicken stuff, I don't like to get it with fried rice. I like to get it with white rice. If I'm gonna get fried rice, I get it by itself. I get the house special fried rice and I get like all the fixings in it. Like, I think that's a whole meal by itself. You don't need to have it with, like, general style chicken or chicken and broccoli. Like, I think that's too much.
What does my order say about me?
It shows that you are comfortable with the status quo, that you're not too adventurous, and that you're okay with things as they are. Because what I noticed is that you got the general style chicken, but you didn't get it fried hard. You didn't, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, it's not your sister. Yeah, you didn't get it fried hard. There was no specialties. You were just like, yeah, general style chicken and dumplings. Dumplings are mad basic, yo. You have to get like wontons, show that you like really know the menu, like you really know what's out there.
I think that's a really bad analysis of me. I think if anything, I am known to challenge the status quo. I know what I'm saying. I think your analysis is off because I don't think that sums me up at all. I am always bucking against the system. I never accept the status quo. I rarely accept anything. You know, if I am one thing, it is complacent. I am legendarily complacent.
I'm talking about your food. I'm not talking about your whole personality. I'm talking about food. When it comes to food, you don't like to get crazy. You like to get wild. You're just like, yeah, I'll get a general style chicken.
I thought you were saying it said something about you on a larger scale. I thought that's what you were saying.
No, about your what type of eater you are, what type of food person you are.
Oh no, I know. Well, yeah, I guess yes. Someone's food order does say what kind of food they order. Yes, I do not. I don't feel the need to explore with food. No, I am not an adventurous food person. I don't eat wild stuff. I'm not into trying new stuff. I don't usually have fun with eating. In fact, I order like if given the opportunity. I order pretty much the same thing from every restaurant pretty much every time I go. Sometimes I will have like three things that I rotate, but usually, I mean, my bodega, when I went in, bitch, I called Pizza Hut back, I mean, Domino's back when I lived there, and they literally said, do you just want the same thing you always get? Like, I would go into the bodega and they'd be like, sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant, cheddar cheese, all right, come pay for it. Like, I am, when it comes to food, I be getting the same thing everywhere, every time.
People that get fucking ketchup on the bacon, egg, and cheese or the sausage, egg, and cheese drives me wild. Ketchup does not belong on motherfucking bacon, egg, and cheese or sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches. Like, no, nigga, like, no, do not get ketchup. Like, ketchup ruins the thing. You have to get it without that. I think that's so gross.
Well, I mean, to each their own, but I do think that if you're in a place where they put it on there without asking, that's weird. And I think that if any place puts on mayonnaise onto your breakfast sandwich without asking
Ew,
you,
not mayonnaise.
That is very, yep. That is very, I, the other day I ordered a sandwich and I got a fucking mayonnaise on my fucking sausage, whatever. I had a sausage, egg, cheese, and croissant and it came with mayonnaise. And I was like, what? I couldn't even eat it. That's couldn't weird. Even eat it. It's very strange. And I was very mayonnaise. Upset about it too.
Yeah. My Domino's order is pretty much the same too. I get a thin crust. I love the Domino's thin crust. I get meat lovers. Well, I don't say meat lovers because I want to get that deal, that two topping deal. So I get bacon and pepperoni on a thin crust, on a medium thin crust pizza. That's my Domino's order. Love.
Oh, but you don't like it with a sausage on it, or you just sacrifice it to save them bucks.
Yeah, because if you get a sausage, bitch. The medium two topping pizza is $5.99. Bitch, you get sausage on it, it becomes $12.99. Absolutely not.
Wait, what's the price jump?
$12.99 from $5.99 to $12.99 to $6. It's literally double the price if you get a third topping.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money for one topping.
I know. I know. And back when I used to, when I was in high school at PPAS on 48th Street and 8th Avenue, because we they let us go out for lunch, and the Papa John's had like a deal with our school. This is why, bitch, in high school, I packed on the pounds, bitch. This is why I became roly-poly-oly. The fucking Papa John's had a deal with our school, and we would get a fucking large. Y'all know Papa John's sells like those like cheese stick pizzas? They would give us a large one, a whole large pie for $2.99. Bitch, when I tell you, I would get it like three or four times. I would get it like three or four times a week for school. That was a mess.
Well, I mean, you know, people have their eating habits, and if you eat that many pieces a week, then I don't, you know.
That is a problem for me. That was not healthy for me. Let's take a break, and I'll tell you about about my fucking high cholesterol that I had in the ninth grade. Next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was warming. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they served millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. When they tell us about your cholesterol.
We didn't take a break.
Yeah, I said we're back. But you want to take a real break? You got somewhere to be?
We normally take five. Bob's being weird. Bitch. So
y'all, we do not take breaks. We literally guys, just say and we're back.
Bob is putting on. Normally when we take a break, we take a five, but Bob is putting on for y'all.
You are such a monster. You are stop. Y'all, Monet is an absolute monster. I'm saying right now, join our Patreon because Monet can't even not expose her fucking self. Monet did a vlog. Yeah, I'm watching your little vlogs. And then Monet is trying to convince the world that she does not drool more than most people. So she's interviewing Patty about this. And Patty's behind her. Okay, and the way Monet has cut out every time Patty incriminated, bitch, Monet, release the unedited footage. We want to, there are these jumps where Patty starts to talk about Monet's drooling and Monet has silenced twink voices. Yes, Monet has silenced and twink voices. Yes, it is. Patty be like, well, I've been, and then next thing you know, Patty just combing a wig with a black eye, with a bruised up eye. Release the unedited footage. I know you still got it. We know you still got
anyways,
it.
Like I was saying, I was having like four large pizzas a week from school. And I was wondering why I was like packing on pounds in high school. And I don't think I really had high cholesterol. But if I did, it wouldn't surprise me. That is too many pizzas to be having for a young adult child in high school, like in ninth grade. How old are you?
What's an adult child?
To be a young adult. Because honestly, that is a perfect description for that age. When you're like 13, you're a young adult child. Like, you are technically a young adult because you're in your preteens, but you're a child. I think, for me anyway, I'm assuming for myself.
I don't think you're an adult in any shape, form, or fashion. You are a
child. But they call that a young adult.
I call a young adult an 18 or a 19 year old. Those are young adults. A 13 year old is not a young adult.
Are they?
You're a kid.
Let me see.
I mean, there's probably no official definition for it.
Maybe it is. I don't know. A person, 18 to 22.
A person in their teens.
13 is preteen.
Or early 20s. So I would say whenever I think of 18 year old or a 19 year old or a 20 year old, those are young adults. But a 12 year old is not a young adult. That is a kid.
Yeah, I mean, online it says people say either between 12 to 18 because when you're 18, you're an adult. Like, that's an adult. You can when you're 18, that's an adult. So I mean, who knows? Anyway,
yeah, but you're a young. I'm saying you're a young adult. If you're 18, you're an adult, but you're the young version of it. So you're a young adult.
Well, online is on here. It's saying a young adult is 12 to 18, and then adult is 18. Well,
what is that source? What is Bucky's definition.com?
Wikipedia. The source?
As you always say, anyone can put anything in Wikipedia.
Okay. I was waiting for that ass because the other day you used Wikipedia to justify your little argument. You're like, Monet, it's actually not that easy. Anyway, shall we get into the topic?
Yeah, because what you just said was a real bad take. That was a horrible take. So let's talk about our takes, honey.
So this episode, y'all, we're doing the one about our hot takes. And we're going to like pose different questions. And Bob and I are going to give our takes about them. I think this will be very interesting. Because we're going to differ on a lot of these. We're very different people. It's almost like we're not the same person.
Almost. So
okay, I'm close. Gonna start us off. Who is the most overrated female?
I went to Target the other day to buy my shirt. Bitch, they didn't have my shirt at Target. I don't know if they were sold out or if they were just not carrying it, but
they weren't.
But I did get a Rick and Morty. Anyway,
who is the most overrated pop diva?
I mean, I don't know how to define that. I mean, overrated.
We cannot get into a diva. We cannot get into a diva conversation again. We cannot. Jacob, why you put this question on here?
First of all, we can do whatever. Well, let's come. You want to come back to it? I mean, I think that in terms of there are divas that I don't necessarily get, but I don't think they're necessarily overrated. Like, I don't. I like, for example,
for the sake
I don't
of the podcast,
to,
Mary.
I don't listen to Kylie Minogue's music, but I don't think she's overrated. I think that she works really hard. People like her music. She's got some, I mean, absolute bangers, undeniable bangers that no one Magic. Can deny it is a banger. But I just don't listen to her music. But do I think she's overrated? Not really. I mean, if everyone in the world was a listener like me, then Kylie Minogue would not have a career. I just don't listen to her music. Like, I just. I've never told Google to play Kylie Minogue. Probably not even one time. I think I may have listened to Locomotion a few times and maybe Get Out of My Way once or twice. But like, I just don't go to Kylie Minogue. I just don't think about Kylie Minogue like that often. How about you, Monet?
I'm trying to look here. And I mean, I don't want to... Just because, I mean, I just... this person is fucking fierce.
Are you about to
She's
tell me
everything?
Who? Okay.
She's everything. I love her. I used to get in trouble for this at my shows, especially when Nikki Boombox was my DJ and he would fucking have a meltdown and fucking try to jump off the booth and beat me up. But Janet Jackson, I just did not grow up with Janet Jackson in my thing. I did not listen to her. My family didn't listen to Janet Jackson. But she's not overrated. I'm just not a huge Janet Jackson fan. And I admire her, what the amazing thing she's done for music. And music is where it is today because of Janet Jackson. I acknowledge that. But I'm just not. The only song I know is by Janet Jackson. Not only who I know, but only one I can like have like a vivid memory of is a fucking Rhythm Nation.
So I will say this. When I was in the early 2000s, I remember really being into Janet Jackson music videos. Specifically, All For You, If You Really Want It, All For You. And there was this thing where she did a song with Busta Rhymes and also her song with Michael Jackson. Oh, my God.
Which one was that again?
Scream with Michael Jackson. Scream.
Oh.
Makes, no, no, it makes me want to scream. Just stop pressuring me. Just stop
pressuring me. I know that one.
And in the morning, I wake up, I turn on my TV. All the destruction, all the destruction.
Good for y'all. I just think I honestly think I'm just too young.
I used to go off for that when I was in the early 20s. And also she was so good at like, oh my God, when she was in The Nutty Professor.
Oh my gosh, she played she was in the second Nutty Professor, not the first one, because Jada Pinkett was in the first one.
The first one was Jada Pinkett Smith. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Will Smith's wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to. But yeah, I see it for Janet Jackson. I do. She's pretty fucking great.
Well, but Kylie, okay, Bob, you are, there's a TikTok video, some video of you getting, I played a Kylie song and you literally lost your mind, but you hate Kylie Minogue.
I did not say I hate Kylie Minogue. You just sprinkled that word in yourself. But I have not listened to that song since you played it that day. Have not even searched for it. Not even thought about the song since that day you played that song. And that is what I mean when I say, like, I just don't seek her out. It's not about her being good or bad. I just don't seek her out, you know?
What is the worst season of Drag Race, Roberta?
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 1. This is not up for debate. This is not up for discussion. All-Stars 1 is the worst season of Drag Race ever. Look at my hands. You see my hands, Monet? You see my hands? Look, you see them? Hands down. And I am ready. I am ready to fight to the death on this one. While you wreck your brain, I'll go into why. First of all, this whole partners duos thing was the worst idea that Drag Race has ever had. The only good moment from All-Stars 1 was the drama between Raven and Mimi on Birds, or Mimi versus the cast, really.
Mimi that on little Birds, bit of drama was top, good. No, top but, one in the fan vote. I couldn't believe it.
Change your costume, Mimi. Change it around. But after Mimi Umpers got eliminated from the competition, there was no drama. There was no nothing. It was completely quiet. There was that weird challenge at the end where they had to go like Hamburger Mary's. And it was just, no. It was a no.
I guess, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Are you just counting? Are you just counting now?
I'm saying the names so I can think of the season. Also, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I guess if I had to choose out of all of them, I would say All-Stars 1 as well. Yeah, I would say All-Stars 1. I agree with that.
Which is odd because the best season of Drag Race was All-Stars 2. Like, they took 4 years to figure out the All-Stars format before they did one. They didn't used to do them back-to-back, y'all. They used to do drag. They did the first All-Stars, they waited 4 years and did the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And, bitch, All-Stars 2 had everything. It had fucking everything. The drama, the embezzlement, bribery.
Alyssa Edwards costumes. Showing up in that mirror will be forever fucking fierce.
Oh, Alyssa Edwards in the mirror. Jeremy Carey was eight, which is this. All-Stars 2 was great TV, and it should have been. It should have been nominated for an Emmy. It should have been nominated. Should have been nominated for an Emmy. That was just so. What's your favorite season?
I did. My favorite season, I would say season 5. Season 5 it had such great challenges. It had such great drama. It had fucking amazing looks, really good looks. You know what I mean? So season 5 is my favorite season of all time. So good.
So let's go. Let's move down Alice a little. Now let's go into probably one of the wildest takes, which is this a conversation that we always have. Well, actually, we end up having it because of you. Oh, I'm out of fucking focus.
Yeah, focus, bitch. Go. Focus, nigga.
Which is iPhones versus Androids, which is the weird thing about the iPhone versus Android discussion is that it's really not a conversation being pushed by people with, by the way, I just want to reiterate, and there is no such thing as an Android phone. Android doesn't make phones.
Your boyfriend like that.
Calling your phone an okay, I'm talking about the world at large, Monet. I'm not talking about you, bitch. Ain't nobody talking about you. I'm talking about the world at large.
Everyone I know, but I'm saying correct your sneaky little boyfriend. He the one that wrote Android to iPhone.
This is not the you're missing the point of what I'm saying. People call them Android phones all the time, which is weird because Android does not make phones. That's like calling an Apple phone an iOS phone. Doesn't mean being like, well, people do call it
iOS. They do that.
Not a thing. Monet's in her gaslight. Monet is really deep in her gaslighting era these days, y'all. But of course, as we know, Android does not make phones, but Samsung makes phones. And other people make phones that use an Android operating system. But I do think that the conversation of Android versus iPhone is really just iPhone people. It's just iPhone people.
That's the crazy thing. That is not true. Galaxy, Samsung people do that shit too. I don't think it's one or the other. I think both camps be on some bullshit. But that's the thing. Galaxy, I mean, Samsung people love to say we're doing nothing. We're doing nothing. Oh, the Apple people keep on coming in and messing with us. That's always Samsung people. They were like, we're just over here doing nothing.
When's the last time that you pulled out your phone and someone with a Samsung started making fun of your phone? When's the last time?
I don't remember the last time, or the first time, or the third time, or the tenth time,
or just one time. One time you pulled out your phone and someone with a Samsung was like, an iPhone.
When you are taking pictures in a group, Galaxy shit. Samsung people love to be like, oh, use my phone, my camera's better. They love Galaxy people. Samsung people will not stop telling you how good their fucking cameras are. Bitch, I don't care. At this point, not all phone cameras, but the majority of phone cameras are good. Who cares if the Samsung has a better camera? It's like 2 pixels more. Who gives a fuck? They're all like capturing 4K quality, but it's Galaxy people love telling you how good their camera is. They won't shut up about it.
So you pulled out your phone for a group picture, and someone with a Samsung Galaxy phone told you, no, don't use your. They made fun of you for having an iPhone.
They're not making fun. They said, hold on, let me finish my story. They said, no, use my phone, okay. My camera's better. And everyone was like, no, and someone was like, no, I'm telling you, girl, use my phone. My camera is way better than the iPhone. I was like, okay.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question. When's the last time you pulled out your iPhone and someone with a Samsung made fun of you for having an iPhone?
That was making fun. I felt bad.
That's not making fun. When is the last time someone poked fun at you for having an iPhone? When someone like made a joke about you and your phone, and all you did was just hold your phone. Maybe you held it up. Maybe you text them. Has it ever happened to you?
No.
Yeah, because Samsung people with Samsung do not do that to people with iPhones. Like, that's just not a thing. Every person with a Samsung or any phone that's not an iPhone at some point has pulled out their phone, text someone, given someone their number, and then just out of completely and utterly unprompted, start getting shit from iPhone people. Even if I don't give you my number, I'm just holding my phone to my ear, and lies. Someone goes, "What is that, Jacob? Has it ever happened to you before, Jacob?"
Hold on 1 second. Let me think.
Wait,
Bob. Let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. You were holding up your phone to your ear, and somebody came up to you like, you have a Galaxy ill. Someone did that to you.
What happened was I hold my phone. This happens often. I'll take a picture. I'm holding my phone. I'm texting. Someone goes, why do you not have an iPhone? Wait, why do you have that? Why do you? And they're trying to be funny. And they go, why do you have a Samsung? And everyone in the comments right now with a Samsung is telling you this happened. I'm telling you literally I'm right now, you, in fact, the pretty much the only comments you can see below this video is different people with Samsungs being like, 100% that happens. And Jacob and can also, tell you, that's that, because Jacob has Samsung too.
And also Apple people, I bet you all the Apple people like Samsung, Galaxy, Android, whatever the fuck y'all are, they will not stop telling you how good their camera is, that their camera is better. Girl, I'm telling you, Mike, they literally, it's like the fucking selling point of getting a freaking Galaxy Samsung is knowing that my camera, but my camera is better than yours. Who cares?
Yeah, Monet, it's yes, Monet, it is literally a selling point. Yes, you caught it, Monet. The selling point of a phone is, the selling point of a phone is the function of a phone. Yes, absolutely. That is one of the selling points. What I'm saying is right now, no one in the comments below is talking about Apple people getting made fun of because it doesn't happen. Also, because you know, you just said it never happened. You just said it never happened to you. You just said no one ever teased you.
Because I don't, but I mean, your experience, sure. You said, I want to see if this has happened to you, then if this happens to you all the time, you must know, you must be able to call someone or who has done this to you so we can get this out of the story. Because I just don't believe that's true. I don't believe someone came up to you and be like, ew, you have, why do you have this?
Give me, call them right give now. Give me 3 seconds. Give me just three. This won't even take long. This literally won't even take long.
Call someone that's made fun of you for having an Android Galaxy.
Naomi Smalls.
Oh, he's busy. But anyway, I'll call him again in a second. But in fact, we'll take a break. Maybe we'll take one of my legendary real 5-minute breaks and we'll see if I can get somebody here.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Anyway, we're back. Naomi Smalls has made fun of me for having an Android. Kim Cheese made fun of me for having an Android. Ezra's made fun of me for having an Android. Jacob, has anyone ever made a snarky comment about you having a Samsung ever? All right, there we go.
Allegedly.
There we go. And
I don't believe you. Listen, you but, and this, you and the sneaky. Listen.
Yeah, Monet,
you and your sneaky ex-boyfriend, you and your sneaky little boyfriend have proven time and time on this podcast that y'all are able of fabricating and stretching the tooth and the truth by editing pictures, putting rings on things that weren't there. We know that y'all have a history on this podcast of doing that, so we can't trust any of you. And Monet, this is y'all own doing.
Stretch a dictionary open and learn some words. How about that, bitch? why we stretch some shit? Anyway, I don't even need to go. But I will say, and I will never be able to understand what it is about iPhone people. The amount of free advertising you all give iPhones, I will never understand the cult of that and how you all have been freely advertising iPhone forever. And let me tell you right now, bitch, I don't do it for free, bitch. I literally got paid by Samsung. So before you try to say anything about me,
the TikTok you did both cameras. Sure, you say it wasn't advertising, but you knew what you were doing. You knew what you was doing when you did both cameras. You knew it, you were trying to be cute. And we have proof that you doctored the iPhone footage. You disparaged iPhone subliminally.
You have no proof of that.
I have proof. And the proof is coming. The proof is coming.
Okay, Monet has been claiming to have proof of this. Y'all, this happened almost 2 years ago. Monet has no proof. The proof's not coming. I promise y'all this will never happen because Monet is lying. Y'all,
we're waiting.
You will never see this proof. You will never see this proof because it's never coming. Monet made that story up.
We're waiting for Clarence before I can show what it is.
The way you lie on this podcast, you ought to
we're
be
waiting for Clarence.
Ashamed. From who? From who? From
all
who?
All right, let's move on. Who is wearing this?
We're waiting for Clarence. I have to go to the right channels. Unlike you, I'm not just gonna say stuff and post stuff without having the proper clearances. What is better, Bob? Fruits ridiculous. Or vegetables?
This is a boring take, but the answer is fruit. I mean, I typically prefer the way fruit tastes. This is not going to be a hot take. I can't believe you chose this one. Out of the list of takes, you chose what's better, fruits of. Bitch, well, that was a I think what's
interesting.
That was a hot take.
I love vegetables. I'm really into my broccoli and my cauliflower rice these days. So I'm going to say vegetables.
Apples found
today.
Dead. Apples found in a ditch dead.
I still love bitch, apples.
You have,
but I...
The way you've exclaimed your love, bitch, I'm afraid that one day you might leave Andy for an apple. Bitch.
Oh my God, you're so silly.
And now you're just in love with kale.
Oh, honestly, I hate people make you kale stuff, and I know the stems are edible, but they're always so hard. When they make you a kale salad or something, and they have those fucking stems in there, it really bugs me. Anyway.
I like them. I've rarely ever had anything with kale that I didn't like. Also, I said, everyone wondering what I said on the pit stop, I said Monet is a woman in STEM, and then I said sucking, taking, and eating bleep, and it bleeped it out. What I said was massive dicks, and they bleeped out massive dicks. So I said Monet is a woman in STEM. Because obviously, tell me you don't watch the pit stop. I watch every episode of your pit stop the day it came out. Just
no, okay.
Thank you for your support, Monet.
I am watching the pit stop. I'm saying, why are they bleeping out massive dicks? What's wrong? Massive dicks is fine for the internet. I was being silly because obviously I did the pit stop. I know they can't put that on there. It was, you know what? Fuck off.
Monet's short on apples. Monet is wild today, honey.
Oh my God. Can you be smart or hot? Or wait, what? Smart and hot.
I was just reading what
Jacob wrote. Well, you can't. Well, I know you can't, bitch. You made that clear.
Bitch, that's what Jacob wrote. Can you be smart or hot? So talk to your boyfriend. Can you be smart and hot?
Why have you been trying to throw Jacob under the bus this entire episode? Do you have some sort of underlying beef with Jacob? This is your second time trying to throw Jacob under the bus.
You try to shame me. You try to shame me like, oh, well, clearly you can't, bitch. I was just reading what I was seeing.
Yeah, bitch. So can we get you to read? Can we get you to say anything by just writing it down? Is it that easy?
Apparently, listen, can you be smart and hot? I think the answer is obviously yes. I think you can be smart and hot. I know. Mateo is a smart, hot person. Mateo is very beautiful. Mateo is also very intelligent.
Yeah, I think that being smart and hot is clearly possible. I think that a lot of times people are really beautiful. What?
Look, it's just the way you just phrase it. It's very, very Bob.
I think being smart and hot is definitely attainable.
People can do that.
I think that a lot of times when people are traditionally beautiful their whole lives, I think that it just forms your personality differently. People treat you differently. And I think that hardships makes you smart. It makes you more clever. And it makes you, you just have to adapt in a way that people who have been beautiful the whole time don't have to adapt. You know what I mean? So the answer is
I do think if you are... if you spent your whole life being conventionally attractive and conventionally beautiful, things do come easier for you. That is just, beautiful people have an easier time in life. I mean, at face value, right? I'm not detracting from what you, from like some family issues may have or other socioeconomic problems. But if you are conventionally attractive, there are just certain aspects of life are just easier for you. And that just is what it is. I mean, I'm not one of those people.
So here's the question I have for you. Who's like the, like, think about the hottest black man in the world to you. Just think about that. Do you have an idea of a person who that is and like what that person looks like to you? Their body, their face, their hair, mm-hmm. everything about their physicality. Do you have that person in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is probably the hottest black man. So hear me out.
Uh-huh. Here's my point. You can look exactly like Michael B. Jordan, but you won't be funny. You won't be talented. You can't sing. You can't dance. You're not particularly smart. People can talk to you, But you will look, and I could snap my fingers right now, and you will look down, and you will look exactly like, even better than Michael B. Jordan.
Like, I want to be Michael
Would
B.
You
Jordan,
take that?
And I want to be Michael B. Jordan in his Black Panther era. I mean, he's still hot now. Yeah, like, I'm not saying that.
Except you're 6'4". You're Michael B. Jordan, but you're 6'4" tall. It's like Michael B. Mega B. Jordan. Like, that is how, but you can't sing, you can't dance, you can't form a joke, you're not funny, you have a bearable personality, you're not mean, you're not nasty, you're just not interesting. Do you take that? I'm snapping my fingers right now. Are you gonna take that deal? Everything about your body that you don't like, I am taking it away. You know that little Invisalign you're trying to fix? Bitch, it's fixed.
Oh my God.
When I snap my fingers, everything about your body, everything you've ever looked at your body and said, I don't like this one thing, I'm going to snap my fingers and change all of that. Perfect body, perfect face, the perfect height. Are you going to take the deal?
No, I wouldn't take it.
Okay, what if you get to be, you can sing and dance, but you're not funny and you're not interesting? So you can still sing and dance. You're like a really great singer. Actually, even better singer than you are now. You can sing like nobody's business. Hear me out. Any voice, you can do like, you can sing like Jennifer Hudson. You can sing like that guy, you know that guy that was standing behind us at Tasha's concert?
Avery Wilson, Avery Wilson.
Oh no, Monet, when I snap my fingers, bitch, Avery Wilson will wish he was you. He will wish he was you. But outside of that, you have no discernible talents. So you have the body, you have the talent. You're just not interesting. You could never write your own song. You just don't have the creative capacity to write your own music. So now, what do you think? Are you taking the deal now?
I'm taking it. I'm taking it, bitch. Fucking one shot of adrenaline of that. Fucking give me that, bitch. Give it to me.
But you're gonna be boring. You're boring, and you can't even write a song. Like you try to write a song.
You can get people to write you songs.
I mean, okay.
A lot of people do it. A lot of artists do it. What about you? Who's your the hottest black man alive that you wish you like who is your god?
I mean, in my mind, I really feel like it's Wiz Khalifa. Here's the thing. The guys that I'm attracted to, I don't necessarily want to, like, I don't want to look like Wiz Khalifa. He's just hot, but I don't want to actually look like Wiz Khalifa. Does that make any sense?
Oh, who do you want to look like?
Like, who's
I want to be this person. Who's your goal?
Jacob, who's that guy from, fucking Watchmen? What's his name?
Oh. Oh. I don't know his name either.
Whenever I go to the gym, bitch, that's what I'm going for. Like, I would like to look like him. That is the dream. That is really what I'm in these streets trying to do.
Yaya Abdul-Mateen.
I would love to be able to have his body, his physicality look like him. That would be great. But Monet, I could not accept this trade though. That's the thing. The guy that I hook up with,
Here's the thing. You would look exactly like him. You'd be funny, but that's all you have. You look like him and you'll be funny. You're not interesting. You're mean and people do not like you. Like, you're not likable, but you look just like him and you're funny. But you are not nothing else. Not interesting. You're mean. Don't like being around you. You have no friends, and you will never be in love.
Wait, people don't want to be around me?
No.
And I have no friends. No. I love being around people. I really like being around people. Can I trade the meanness for something else? I'm bargaining. I'm trying to bargain.
The meanness for what?
I don't know. Like, I'll be like, maybe I'm not empathetic. Maybe I'm one of those folks who just, I don't see the need for social justice. I'm like, why are we?
Oh my God. Like, that would be a horrible thing to be a black.
Like, best friends have libraries.
You mean just as you are now?
No, but like, imagine if maybe like social justice just isn't important to me. I don't see, no, I can't, no. I just can't imagine being interested in being around someone like that.
Yeah.
You know?
T. Let's get some more hot takes.
I couldn't take it. I could not take the deal. That was the fun one though. I bet I just could. Oh no, that is not a deal I could ever.
Which I took it.
I can't, Monet. You cannot. That is. We probably wouldn't be able to be friends anymore. I'd be like, damn, Monet boring as hell. Monet is not funny. Like, we'd have like two more episodes of the podcast, ooh, and then we'd be done, girl.
No, I think not. That's the best whack. Is Disney overrated to you? Do you like Disney?
I'm not a Disney gay, but I do not think Disney is overrated. I think Disney is legitimately one of the most impactful entertainment brands ever. I think that Disney clearly makes some of the best movies ever. Disney is deeply problematic. But also, I mean, what Hollywood studio probably isn't in some regard. But I don't think it's overrated. Tupper is deeply problematic. but I do think that Disney adults are very strange people.
Yeah.
Very strange people.
It's a bit wild to me. Like, people who like go there like 3-4 times a week, and like, that's, I'm like, that's insane. Like, I'm not one of those people. I since I moved to LA, I went once with Pixie. Cause she came and I was like, I don't understand. Like, what? The food isn't that great. The rides ain't that fierce. The only ride that was dope was the fucking Incredicoaster, and we did that one like 4 times. It's like the best one they have there. I don't get into the Disney thing. It does not like speak like people like. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it is very strange. And but I mean, like, for example, like Todrick has like a massive like Mike Wazowski statue in his house. I'm like, this girl. Not Mike Wazowski. No, yeah, Mike Wazowski. No, who's the bigger? No,
Sully.
Sully. And he has a Mike Wazowski too. In the fucking, yeah. I'm like, this is crazy to have in your mm-hmm. home. This is crazy. Like, why would you?
Yeah.
And then the people who like, and then, you know, there's a show.
What?
There's a show in New York City called Distorted Disney.
Oh, bitch, I have some tea on that, I got to tell you, that I found out recently.
Like, off the podcast, or can you tell it to everybody?
No, off the podcast, I cannot tell it to everybody.
Maybe Patreon exclusive.
We can do a Patreon exclusive, actually. Yeah, we can do a Patreon exclusive.
Hey! So there's a show called Distorted Disney, which is like it's a drag show that makes fun of Disney. And I went once, and it is a good show. It is legit a funny and a good show. But like, this show's been running for so long, and there are people who go every week. But y'all, the show rarely changes. It changes like once every 2 years or something.
Pixie changes hers like Pixie is, because Pixie is an overachiever. Pixie like changes her numbers like every 6 months. She's like, I need to do new shit. But that's, if you know Pixie, that's just how Pixie is.
But I'm like, how are y'all seeing this show every week? How are y'all coming back to see the exact same show? And it's Disney. It's these fucking Disney people. They fucking...
Yeah.
Disney folks are obsessed. And by the way, one of my favorite movies is a Disney movie. Literally, one of my favorite movies is a Disney movie. So The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't get into
Disney. But Disney adults are wild.
Uh-huh. But... What genre of movie is your fave?
I really love biopics. Oh, I
like
love
Aretha.
Biopics. Yeah, like Ray, Ray. W, movies about people's lives. I just think they're just so interesting. It kind of shows me how honestly anyone's life could be a movie.
Yeah. So that's your favorite genre of movie, biopics?
I think biopics are legit my favorite. They're the ones I get the most excited about, for sure.
I would say for me, I like a good thriller. I like something that's like, I'm not saying your name, bitch. I like a good thriller. I like something that can like, that's like, But horror thrillers, I really like too much for sure. Like Strangers, because bitch, I'd be at home like scared. I'd be scared as fuck.
Were you just being mean to Colleen?
No, it was when I said thriller, Alexa. Bitch, not me whispering.
Bitch, not, say her name. Not this bitch got you whispered in your own house. Not you scared, bitch. Not you're getting bullied by technology. Not this bitch got you scared crazy. In your own. Oh my God, Monet. I know. This is
y'all, for all my Disney kids, this is like Smart House. This the one we grew up with. I feel like I'm very Smart House right now.
This bitch got you scared to talk in your own house.
That was crazy, right? In the moment, as I was doing it, I was scared.
Can you say her name? Are you saying her name?
No, I'm not.
Mo, you gotta get this bitch out of your house. If you can't coexist, this bitch gotta go. Okay.
The coexist mobile.
I'm gonna say a Google Home does not listen. A Google Home does not get confused. She know we talk. The only thing is, if you have a Google phone and a Google Home, when you try to talk to your phone, your little Google Home, but it's like, bitch, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my phone. Ain't nobody talking to you.
Google Home?
Yes, we do. Tell her to turn the air on. Tell her to turn the air off.
You know, when I buy my home, oh my God, I was looking at homes again. I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I was like I was shopping for a home back in October, November, and I saw the perfect fucking house and I slept on it and I missed out. And I am beating my, every time I go look at houses again, I beat myself up because I was like, I passed out on the perfect fucking house, Bob. It was perfect, perfect, perfect. And me being like lazy and being busy with work stuff, I missed it completely. And I'm so mad. But anyway.
Where was it?
It was in North Hollywood. It was again, ran right off the 101. You know, I like being by the highway. It was right off the 101. It had ample space. It was like double my space now. And it had a separate house in the back. And I was just gonna make that all drag, because you know the dream is for your drag to be in its own space, not in your other stuff. And it was sorry, I had to just scream again.
Not rich people problems. Not my name.
Bitch, fucking fix your
when I say I am
focus.
Blurry.
Focus.
I don't know why my camera is so blurry. Like it's just being every once in a while. This bit like when you're on the road and you're not in your own settings. I'm gonna stay close. I have to stay close to the camera. When I stay close,
no, you can't. Jamal, that looks wild. You cannot be there. That is wild. Your frame is completely changed now.
I'm not that. Well, I can't sit back here because it gets blurry. So I have to be.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Is seafood adorable? Plus, like seafood?
They want to see me at home.
You're not a big seafood person, are you? You do?
I don't like shellfish.
Shellfish.
I don't like any shellfish. I don't like shrimp. I don't like lobster. I don't like crab. I don't like crawfish. I don't like oysters. I don't like clams. I don't like any fish that comes with a shell. I'm not interested.
Okay, here's the thing though. Do you not like it because you like because you grew up and like it, you don't like it? Like, have you tasted it as an adult? Because I will say, when you get older, your taste buds do change, and you can things that that repulsed you as a kid, you eat them now. You're like, oh my God, that's actually good. Like, have you tried them since you become an adult? Or you just like, I didn't eat them as a kid. I don't like them now.
I have eaten lobster as an adult, and I don't like it. I just do not like the way it tastes. Especially when people would be like going crazy, dipping it in butter, and I'm like, this does not taste good to me. Is this just a conduit to get butter in your mouth? Then bitch, dip bread in butter. I don't like the texture of lobster and of crab. It doesn't taste like meat to me. It's like rubbery, and it's like your teeth are like bouncing. I'm not interested in the taste is not great. You know what it is? I think it's because like when you don't really season lobster like that, you know, you kind of cook it in like the season. Yeah. It's not quite like I'm used to eating like chicken or beef, which is like so seasoned, and lobster is really about the taste of the lobster and the butter. And it just seems like an excuse to eat butter to me, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm with you. The only shellfish I eat is shrimp. I don't like crab, lobster, oysters, mussels, scallops. They all taste too rubbery. I don't like the how they taste in my mouth. They're really gross to me out.
I will occasionally eat a deep fried shrimp moment, like a popcorn shrimp kind of fantasy. But not if they're not those big jumbo shrimp. Not jumbo. If it's jumbo, it's just it gets back to being too rubbery. Like I like it to be where it's cut through that. It just basically
so when it's small in the bread, it's just you basically just want to eat the bread. You're just eating the fried bread and shit.
I just said instead of dip your lobster in bread in the butter, just dip bread in butter and eat that. Like I'm just not into that. I don't know. It just doesn't speak to me. I don't like the super. I don't know. The shellfish is not it. It's really not it for me. And folks who like it, they go wild. I'm like, y'all, this shit ain't this good. Y'all are acting wild. Like, honestly, I'm sure right now, if you want to have good fucking, let me tell y'all, I know this is going to sound country as hell, but you have not had good fucking seafood until you've had white bread, deep fried catfish, and then red hot sauce. And then bread. The bread has to be soaked. The bread has to be red. That's how much hot sauce you need to have on it. And I'm telling you, that is amazing. That is so good.
Going out or staying in?
Why are you scratching your face up when I say catfish?
I don't. That is some only country people eat catfish. We don't. I didn't grow up. It's the only shit we eat whiting. We don't do catfish. It's not a thing for us. I don't think we have catfish. That's not a
St. Lucian. Must be nice.
Whiting is okay. First of all, whiting is literally like a dollar a pound. But whiting is literally like the bottom of the barrel. In St. Lucian, we have whiting.
Whole dollar a pound. Oh my god.
Whiting and fly fish. That's like it's very cheap. It's not expensive at all. Or in St. Lucian, that's something they call they have balau. Do you have balau here?
Yeah, lots of balau. Georgia's known for its balau. No, bitch, ain't no balau in Georgia.
You don't even know. You probably don't even know.
I've never heard of balau unless it has a different name here.
Why are you saying that? I never heard of balau.
Not making fun of my accent. Never making fun of accents. Never making fun of... Oh, now we want to make fun of accents, bitch? Because we can go, honey.
Oh my god, you are so funny. Going out or staying in?
It depends on where we're going. I don't want to go to the club, but I want to go to a show. I don't want to go to the park, but I want to go to a...
Like, generally. I'm very confused by you because you are... You love doing stuff. Like, you love like people coming over. You love company. But you don't like going out. You like your company to come to you.
I go to people's houses. No, that's not true. I'll go to someone's house. Like, I go to your house. I went to Rob's house. I like going to people's homes. But I don't want to be... I don't really love... And it's funny because I used to love being in the nightclubs. But something has changed within me. And I no longer want to just be up in the clubs like I used to. Like, I'm older now. And I think I've just... A lot has changed. You know what I mean? And I think there was a time in my life where I just wanted to be the club till 4 a.m. That's all I wanted to do. Be at the bar, dancing, all this stuff. But after a while, now you get there and you feel like you're older than everybody. You feel old. You see like some 22-year-old fucking recent college grad up at the club living their life. And you'd be like, bitch, I am old as hell over this bitch. So I like going to my friends' houses and stuff, or going to a play, going to a show. That kind of stuff I love.
Not even that, bitch. I like being, I mean, I do that stuff, but I love being home. Being home is my favorite thing. I love being home. Just, I can sit on my couch and watch video games and watch TV for days and be completely fine with that. I love being at home. And I think when I used to love going out, it's because I loved because I was forced to be in there because that was my job, right? I had to be at a bar 6 nights a week. And so, like, I was completely content. But even that, bitch, I would come to the bar half an hour before my show and be downstairs putting my outfit on, teasing my hair, or getting my set together, doing my show for 2 hours. Then, bitch, going downstairs, de-dragging and bump and leaving. I never hung out at the bar except, you know, if Bob was in town and Bob would come to the show, or even before Bob was on Draggers, if we would meet at the bar and we would like hang out. We even when we were working together, we would never like hang out at the bar. Like, we would like go back to your house and chill. Like, that I would only do it if a friend came.
But we would hop from show to show, which is also like I would go from show to show. But as soon as the show's over, I'd leave. So I don't hang out at the bar. But I would watch the show, say hey to the girls after the show, kiki for like 10 minutes, and then go.
And I am a very famous. I am the queen. All my friends notice about me. I will disappear. Like if everyone is hanging out, I will silently bounce. Because when you tell people you're leaving, it becomes a whole production. And there's always one person that tries to be like, no, don't leave yet. Let's do this. Without fail, when you have like a group of fans, there's always one friend or one person that always be like, no, don't go yet. Let's just stay for this. And I'm like, bitch, I want to go now though. I've already called
and
put out a mama to order my food.
I always say, let that bitch leave. I'm always like, let this bitch leave. Stop trying to. I always say, let her leave. Stop trying to hold people by the hand. Let bitches go home.
Yeah, so that's why I always just silently escape. Even down today, when I go out, rarely, I will like go to the show at Mickey's. I say hi to the girls, and bitch, I secretly just dip. So it's not a production. It's not a thing. I just be out. Love it.
Well, listen, Monet, we gotta go because I want to find out about this Destroyer of Disney tea. So we'll see y'all on the Patreon exclusive.
Right.